This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The G7 will tighten sanctions against Russia over Ukraine, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Leaders of the world's most powerful democracy have vowed to tighten punishments on Russia for its 15-month invasion of Ukraine, days before President Volodymyr Zelensky joins the Group of Seven summit in person on Sunday. A U.S. official, who spoke on condition of anonymity to preview the announcement, says the Biden administration's component would blacklist about 70 Russian and third country entities involved in Russia's defense production and sanction more than 300 individuals, entities, aircraft and vessels. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky attended a summit of the Arab League in Saudi Arabia on Friday to canvass support for his people, while Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman expressed his readiness to mediate in the war between Moscow and Kyiv.
And I'm also sure all your nations will understand the main call I want to leave here in Jeddah. A noble call to all of you to help protect our people, including Ukrainian Muslim community.
Zelensky is also due to attend a summit of G7 leaders in the Japanese city of Hiroshima this weekend. Talks between U.S. House of Representatives Republicans and President Joe Biden's administration about raising the debt ceiling paused on Friday, the lead Republican negotiator said, while the White House said a deal remains possible. The Treasury Department has warned the government could be unable to pay all of its bills by June 1st. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A new poll finds Americans are concerned about the impact of a U.S. debt default. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
6 in 10 Americans say they want any increase in the debt limit to be coupled with an agreement to reduce the federal budget deficit. About 2/3 say they're highly concerned about the impact on the national economy if the U.S. debt limit is not increased. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. With the U.S. looking at a default deadline, the Treasury Department says could come as soon as June 1st. Only about a quarter of those surveyed say they approve of how President Biden or congressional representatives from either side of the aisle are handling the negotiations. 23% of Republicans, but just 7% of Democrats, say the national debt limit should not be increased under any circumstances. I'm Jennifer King.
Cameroon's government says a wave of cholera has infected more than 20,000 people, and officials have shut down markets to try to stop the spread in the Central African state. Moki Edwin Kendezga reports from Yandui.
Cameroon's public health ministry says all 10 of the country's regions have reported the spread of cholera, a bacterial infection that causes severe diarrhea and dehydration, usually spread by eating or drinking contaminated food or water. It can be fatal if not treated in hospitals. Humanitarian groups say poor and unreliable water supplies in all Cameroonian towns and villages contribute to regular cholera outbreaks. Moki Edwin Kinzuka for VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
There have been more executions in connection with government protests in Iran. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Iran has executed 3 men accused of deadly violence during last year's anti-government protest, despite objections from human rights groups. Authorities say they killed a police officer and 2 members of a paramilitary group during nationwide protests in November. Rights groups say that the 3 were subjected to torture, forced into televised confessions, and denied due process. Iran has executed a total of 7 people in connection with the protests. They erupted last September after the death of a 22-year-old woman, Mahsa Amini, who had been detained by the country's morality police for allegedly violating its strict Islamic dress code. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Sudan's capital Khartoum and sister city Bari came under renewed air attack on Friday as the war between the army and the paramilitary forces entered its 5th week, deepening a humanitarian crisis for trapped and displaced civilians. The conflict has displaced an estimated 843,000 people, the UN Refugee Agency said on Friday. I'm Joe Ramsey.